bandaged, but not burdened. There are wounds in the skin, and they heal in a certain degree, to a certain degree. They become something else. Not the wound anymore, but the scar, cicatrix. Something tougher than what was there before. Have you ever tried to cut into a scar? Have you ever thought what it might be like? No. You just look at them. There is in the side of my left forefinger a cut I made in Bolivia while whittling something. Probably a point. The blade went wild, cut into the skin. A Bolivian doctor stitched it up. And now you might not even see the scar. You might think it is merely a crease in the skin. But if I hold the finger in a tight curl, you can see the little smile of it. Every scar smiles at us, telling us, see, you know, you made it okay. It isn't much to make us happy, but it's more than some things are. When I was a younger boy, living on Barbados, I jumped during recess over a friend. And he rose from his crouched position, tying a shoe, as I made my leap. And he knocked me unintentionally, completely unintentionally, to the ground. I landed on my knee, and I do not recall which. I'd guess my left. But I can't see my knees now. And I fell with my knee on gravel, and the gravel joined together like teeth in opposing jaws, and cut this huge hole out of my knee. And it was a hole that never healed, that took forever to heal. This hole in my knee that I would fill with some salve, and it would stay wet and vibrant with color, with sliminess, and it would not close. And because of this, I spent weeks out of school, maybe months. My grade suffered. They made no accommodations for my not actually being there for classes. But now it's healed into a nice, thin scar, almost totally without substance, different from all the other scars of my body. It appears more delicate than the surrounding skin. And so, I don't kneel down much, for fear the scar will break open and all beneath it will run out.